Now, this morning, it was put on my heart when we were going through the Bible study that we do on a Friday with Pat Duncan. And I was reading through Matthew, and although that's not what I'm going to be talking on, but I just want to read a passage, a short verse from Matthew that jumped out at me, and I thought, it made me think, and it really put something on my heart. And it was from Matthew 15, 7-9, and it was, this is just a little bit of it, the title is Clean and Unclean, but I'm just reading this little bit, this is the bit that jumped out at me. Hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, their teachings are but rules taught by men. And when I read that, although I know it, Jesus talking about how the teachers and leaders of the day were twisting the scriptures to suit themselves, but when I read that, I was thinking, is everything I say honourable to God? Am I honouring God with my lips? And it just made me seriously think, you know, I might do Christian things, but is that followed with what I say? Am I saying what I should be saying? And not long after that, I was reading in my word for today that I get off Audrey, and it was about gossip. And I just want to read you a little bit from this as well. Did you hear about the three women who decided to confess their weaknesses to each other? The first confessed to drinking too much. The second confessed to being jealous of a friend's good looks. The third said nothing. So the other two pressed her and said, "Okay, what's your weakness?" Finally, she answered, "It's gossip. And I can't wait to get out of here and talk about you." So with reading that and about my lips and then that, I'm thinking, you know, is God trying to tell me something here? Is he trying to say, you know, are your lips clean and do you say the right things? And within that, in Psalm 34:13, it said, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies." And, you know, it really made me sit up. And as a Christian, what does come out of my mouth? I mean, as a person anyway, but particularly as a Christian, you know, does my speech match my actions? That's the question. And I felt very strongly that God was saying to me, you know, are your words wholesome? Are they uplifting? Do they bring honour to me? You know, and, you know, do I try to be positive and truthful? Do we try to be positive and truthful in our speech? Do we lift people up or do we put people down? And again, as Christians, we know what we should be doing. And then sometimes, and I was thinking, you know, sometimes when I'm out and about and I hear people chatting and I hear snippets of conversation, even here when we're having tea and coffee, we hear snippets of conversation, and those snippets, 2 and 2, they make 5, and we think, and then we begin to think, and then we might say, did you hear so and so say this? And that is what it's about. That's how it starts. That's what we shouldn't be doing. And then also I think to myself, if I heard a snippet of conversation, apart from the fact that I shouldn't, you know, I should just let it go out of my head, I think, you know, if the person talking about is sat there, would they be happy with what's being said? And I argue the answer would be no. Definitely, it would be no. And would I be talking about that person if they were sat next to me, basically? And again, the answer would be no, because we shouldn't be talking about anybody, really. Psalm 15, 1-3. says, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbour no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man. And that's what we should, you know, we shouldn't be perpetuating gossip. And just by sort of adding our little two pennies here, there or everywhere, we're actually keeping the fire going, if you like. And so I want to ask you, if your words are honourable to God, do we just pay, like Isaiah, do we just prophesy, do we just pay lip service to God? And the other thing is that when I was doing this, I was thinking, you know, I have a lot of friends that, and it's their words, not mine, but I have a lot of friends that don't believe or are not Christians. And they often think that because we go to church or because we're Christian, that we're super spiritual. Well, we're not. We're just like everybody else. It's just that we have Jesus in our life. We have the Bible to read, to live by, and that's what we should do. So we're not better than them. We're just different because we know how we should be. But they watch us like an eagle to see how we are. And it's not just speech. It's about our lives in general. But I'm just particularly talking about how dangerous it is to be gossiping. But they just watch us and they just take notes of whether we'll go along with what they're doing or what they're saying. And all they sometimes want to do is for us to just listen, and not necessarily about gossip, and that's something else, but just to listen. But you know, they just want to just watch us, how we conduct ourselves, how we speak, and if we gossip, and if we take time to listen to that gossip, which we shouldn't do. And in 1 Peter 3:10 it says, for whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. There's lots of these little verses within the Bible. And since I was doing this, and I was thinking, wow, you know, and you don't really, you sort of gloss over them and look deeper into different things. But this is quite a simple message, really. But it's something that sometimes, every so often, we need to hear. Because I know that in the past I've got drawn and then realised, hey, where's this going? You know, and I shouldn't be here listening to this. And we all know that God made us in his image, including the ability to speak. That's why we've got a tongue. Okay? So, and why did he do this? Well, in my opinion, it's because so we can communicate with people. And that song that Cliff's just sang, People Need the Lord, so we can tell people about the Lord. So we can tell them what a wonderful God we've got. So we can tell them what he's done for us. So we can tell them, you know, if they had God in their lives, how much help that he would give them. That's why we've got a tongue. Not to gossip, not to pull people down. And to help us sort of tell people about his love and show his love, we need to read his word. And again, it's something that I don't do as often as I should. So it's good that we've been studying the word on a Friday, because we have homework, so I've got to study, I've got to look. And actually, I can do it better by being told I've got to do it, by going to this class. That helps me study. And by getting into the word, that helps us to live and be as we should. That helps us in the task to spread God's word. I mean, we can't be doing Christian things like helping people in need or going to church or doing outreach or even professing to walk with God and then undo everything by talking and saying the wrong things, gossiping, by putting people down, by whizwazzing about what everybody's doing and not doing, and by minding other people's businesses and things like that. We undo everything by doing that. And we shouldn't be sort of doing anything that's not in keeping with God's word. Proverbs 13:3, he who guards his lips has his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. And for me, that's what comes around goes around. You know, if you good is the wrong word, but if you're okay with people, and if you're honest with people, and if you're upfront with people, and if you live as we should live, no matter what happens, it will come back to you, no matter how, but it will. Apart from the fact that even if it doesn't, we're here to please God. But, you know, I used to say to my kids, what comes around goes around. If you're horrible to that person, it'll come back and bite you. At some point in your life, it'll come back. So, you know, do unto others as they say, you know, do unto others as you would be done by, which again is in the Bible. And it is so easy to be chatting to people and get drawn into talk that's not of God or not or a wholesome talk, because you can't be talking literally things out of the Bible all while you're talking. You've got to be talking normal talk, but it's got to be wholesome talk. And when I was reading through this in my study notes, it said about unwholesome talk. The ability to control the tongue is one of the clearest marks of wisdom. So, my question, how wise are we? Mm-hmm. Are we wise or not? It is so easy to go with the flow, and you don't want to stand out. You know, I mean, sometimes we stand out anyway as Christians, but you don't want to stand out anymore and be seen as different. Or even fall out with a friend that's perhaps gossiping. We don't want to do that. But even if we don't, if we just stood there listening to gossip, that's as bad. Because people think we're agreeing with them. People think that, oh, well, they, you know, they go along with this and, we, you know, they agree with us. And even if you don't say a word, it could be then, well, Carol was there and she said... And even if I didn't speak, but, you know, Carol was there and she agrees. So even if we hear that, we've got to, you know, we're seen as being complicit. Is that the right word? Complicit? So, you know, we have to be very, very careful. And again, like I was reading in the Word for Today, you know, have you ever been in a group, socialising with a group of people, and a member of the group's left, and then people sort of say, well, you know, she stood there talking about, he stood there, and do you know this about them, and do you know that? You know, have you ever been in that situation? But, you know, how two-faced is that? We can't be two-faced. We can't be two-faced. We've got to, be of him. We've got to follow him. We've got to do what he wants. And, you know, I have, as I said before, a few friends have got no faith. And it's so easy. So what I do, I've learned two things. One is I sort of say, if you're going to go down that track, I'm going. And it's not very popular, but, you know. And then think, oh, well, she thinks she's somebody. But to be honest, I don't care. I don't care. I've got to be honest and true to myself and to God. And then I also sometimes say, you know, when they're talking about, is it true about this and is it true about that? I sort of say, well, why don't you go and ask that person themselves? And that way you'll find out what is true and what isn't, rather than just be speculated. Because what you're saying, and what, would you like somebody talking about you like that? No, you wouldn't, so don't do it. And to be honest, I have lost one or two friends by really standing up for what I believe. And I think, well, you know, Lord, I've got to stand up and be honest. And if they're not friends, if they can't, you know, they know where I'm coming from. And quite often a lot of people actually don't gossip around me now. In fact, often, if they're gossiping, they shut up when I come. Which is fine, because then I don't have to, you know, I've made my point. Obviously, I've made my point to these friends, so I don't mind. In Proverbs 16:28, a perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. And that's true. and we really, really have to be careful what we say. And we do have to let people know, you know, where they're coming from, you know, where we're coming from. We have to let people know. Now, I'm going to, an example I've got is, it's football season, which actually really does my head in, but there you go. And, you know, if we were passionate about football, we'd be talking about the team, we'd be talking about the colours, we'd be talking about the position where they're playing, we'd be talking about this and that and the other. And they would be shouting from the rooftops and waving the flags about and all this. And we would be, you know, sticking to our guns about the ins and outs of everything. Now, instead of wearing the colours of the team, we should be wearing the colours of God. We should be talking and shouting if necessary, and just everything is to do with God. That should show through more than, you know, whatever football colours. But we should wear the colours of our faith, colours that shine, that make us glow. You know, the glow, colours of God, the glow of God shining from our hearts and what we say, so that people then know where we're at. And what we do and what we say and how we speak, you know, they go away thinking, oh, you know, I like being around this person because I always leave feeling quiet. I actually have got a friend that I meet and we go swimming when we can. And she says to me, which really made me feel good, I must admit, she said, my husband always likes it when I see you because I always go home happy. And I thought, you know, for me, that was, it made me, you know, and I said, and I was a bit embarrassed, but I thought, you know, oh, well, that's nice, you know, because often she goes out with other friends and she comes back fed up because they've been doing what they're doing, sort of thing. But that actually made me feel really good, and that's how we should be. You know, we should want people to feel good when they've left us, feel uplifted. And again, I was looking through the dictionary at the definition of the word gossip, and it's, gossip is casual talk, especially about other people's affairs. You know, and in a way that says it all. I mean, other people's affairs, not our affairs, other people. Now, you know, I know that people like to talk to us, and sometimes, and funny enough, a lot of my friends come to me to offload rather than some of their friends because they know that I'll listen. But they need to know, people need to know that we're not going to, as soon as Julia's told me something, I'm not going to go, Margaret, did you hear what Julia just said, and blah, blah, blah. Even if she doesn't say, don't tell anybody, I shouldn't automatically just do it. It's nobody's business. It's nobody's business. And sometimes people just want to talk to us just to offload, just to have somebody to listen to, you know, and to talk through situations that they're going through. And often, that, as they're talking, they, and not only does it help them to talk to somebody they trust, but it also helps them, it clears their mind, and it helps them to know where they're going or what they're going to do or what they're not going to do, just by us listening. And often, it's not just about talking, it's about us listening. And it's their business. And they do resolve the situations by being able to talk openly to somebody with the trust. Again, in Proverbs 11:13, a gossip portrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. And that's true. And it doesn't have to be a big secret, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a secret. It can just be something that they is only to do with them then. So our talk should be wholesome and glorifying to God. We should be positive. We should be encouraging. Because by being like that, we're showing the love of God, which we've sung about this morning, the love of God. And people to just give people an ear to for them to talk the troubles through. And we were talking in a house group, and June's not here, and I think it was June that said it. And she said, we must think first before speaking. Actually, that's That's the plan. What she actually said was, we should put our brain into gear before opening our gongs. That's actually what she said. But I thought I'd just be polite and say it in a polite way, you know. Basically, we should think before we speak. We should be slow to speak and take our time just thinking and listening. And as a child, I was told two things which have always stuck with me. I passed on to my kids and I passed on to my grandkids. And one was, least said, soonest mended. Which is very good. And if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And I think most of us have obviously heard those sayings, everybody nodding and stuff. But it's true. It's that simple, really. You know, it is that simple. And I do try to live like that. I think if I don't, it's with my dear husband, because I say it before I speak, you know, before I think, and I just... there, and I'm sure again a few people can relate to that. But if I have an issue with anybody, and in the past I've had issues because I'm not that good, I try and talk to that person face to face. I don't go to somebody else and say, oh, I've got a right issue with so and so, and oh, they're doing my head in, and oh, this and all. I try, and I've learned this in my Christian walk, and it's taken me quite a long time. But I try to meet up with that person and say, look, I didn't like what you said about such and such. Or, have I upset you because you seem off me? You know, have I said something wrong? Because if I have, let's clear the air. And you know, that often, it does work. And that is biblical. In Matthew 18:15, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. Listens to you, you have won your brother over. And that is so true. And I've had issues with people that didn't even know I had an issue with them. They're oblivious. So I don't know why I had an issue with a couple, but I have. And I've gone up and apologised and said, well, why? What have I done? I said, well, you haven't done anything, it's me. But for my heart, for me, and it was eating me away, and sometimes that's what happens, it eats us away, and the other person's totally oblivious. So... you clear the air. But if somebody says something you don't like, again, you clear the air. The one thing I don't do, and I would never do, is do texts, because I think it's impersonal. And I won't do emails, because I think that's impersonal. Because you can't say, you know, when you read words, black, like these words I've got here, they're black and white, and you can't put your feelings into words written down. This is just my opinion now. So I'd rather go and let people see my face, see my body language, that I am sorry for if I've upset somebody or if I've said something or if they've upset me. I'd rather do that than do it through an email. Again, that's just my preference. I just think it's a lot easier. And again, in Jesus' day, they didn't have emails, did they? They didn't have telephones. They had to go and meet. And this is why when I'm reading through the Bible sometimes and I think, it's so relevant today. You know, we think, oh, it was written, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years ago. It's so relevant today. Even though the life was different in you know, in Israel. But it is so relevant, the words that Jesus tells us how to live by. So how can we help ourselves not to get drawn into gossip? Speak up as soon. Just stop it in its tracks. Let the person know that you don't gossip. Just let them know that it's not my thing, and I don't know what you're talking about, so if you don't mind, I'm leave you to it. And they'll either come to you and say whatever, or they'll just think, who does she think she is? And either way, does it matter? You know, we know who we are in God. You know, we shouldn't let ourselves be brought down to the level of people that are gossiping. And I just want to read this from James 3. It's James 3. And it comes under the heading, Taming of the Tongue. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach, and I'm not including me in this, we who teach will be judged more strictly, because I'm not a teacher, I'm just stood here today. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. So we can't be 1 minute praising God and the next minute gossiping. And although this passage was addressed to people wanting to become teachers, it applies to all Christians wherever we are in our walk with God. As I said, you know, we can't go to church Sunday morning and in the afternoon or any other time sat gossiping with friends or even acquaintances, because often that happens with acquaintances, it doesn't have to be friends. You know, what sort of message is that showing people about our faith? What we say or don't say is important. It's about making sure we are in control of our tongues. There are times it is important not to say anything, but to acknowledge that you're there to listen. When we speak, we need to think, is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is it encouraging? The bottom line is it showing the love of God to people we meet, to people we know? Now, again, this was said in house group. Yes, well, sometimes there's a fine line, and there is a fine line. There's a fine line between gossip and informing, being informed of a situation that may require help. But we have to be wise in knowing which is which. Now, if Julia came to me, I'm using her, she knew I was going to be using her. I did ask and say, is it all right? And she said, yeah. If Julia came to me to tell me that somebody she knew, you know, I've got somebody I know near where I live, she's in a right mess, she doesn't know which way to turn, she's got no money, she's got no way of helping her family, you know, is there anything we can do? That is not gossiping. That, it to me, is trying to, for her to come to me, she needs a food parcel, Carol, or she needs somebody to go and help build something, or, you know, that is the difference. It's about informing somebody about a situation, rather than Julia coming in. If she came and said, oh, I know this person, oh, you should see this thing, oh, and she's this and she's that, and that would be a different matter. But it's about coming and saying she needs help. And this conversation that we have is not for me to go, oh, Audrey, have you got Julia said about so-and-so? You know, it's none of that. It's not. It's about us helping a person. It's about any of us helping a friend that's in need. And we do that. I mean, we carol sing on at Christmas to raise for food parcels. Anybody can come to me and say, Carol, I know somebody that's in my need at the moment. They're going through a tough patch at food parcel. That's fine. And that's between me and the person that said it. And I will do the food, and nobody know. Very occasionally, and Andrew has given me that authority, if you like, to do that. And very occasionally, if I have to go above and beyond, then I would just mention it to Andrew and say, this is the situation and this is what I'm going to do, is that okay? And 99.9% of the time, the answer is yes. So, but I don't often have to do that. So anybody comes to me for anything, it is confidential. as I would hope if I went to anybody else, it would be confidential without me having to actually say it. People just want to know that we're not going to, if they want to tell people, if they want to say this, you know, whatever the situation, that's fine, but it's not for us to. So if we have the word of God in our hearts, what we say and do cannot but reflect our way of life and show those we meet that we're different. And again, I'm not saying better, but different. We need to stand up for what we believe. We need to speak the truth. And I'm not talking about if I say to Phil, do you like what I'm wearing today? And he says, oh yes, it's lovely, but really he's thinking, oh no, it's not. I don't mean that sort of truth. But, you know, if somebody asks us, you know, I'm in this situation and I was going to do this, what do you think? And if you think that that's not the right way to go, you know, so-and-so said this about me, so I'm going to go and say this, then it's for us to say, well, no, that's not going to help the situation, so don't do it. But we need to speak the truth. We need to speak the truth compassionately, with compassion. You know, we can't say, oh, well, you can't do that, and I think you're totally wrong by doing that. We need to show compassion. We need to show love. But we need to be honest, we need to be truthful, and we need to be compassionate. And that's what we are called to do and to be for our faith. Because once we've said what we've said, again, you know, you can't unsay it. Once you've said something, once I said these words today, I can't unsay them. And if I've said something wrong and upset anybody, here and now, I'm very sorry. Because, you know, but once I've said things, I can't unsay them. Therefore, we have to think carefully about what we say. Because words are so powerful. They are so powerful. The more powerful, I think, sometimes than we realise. And we can make, coming to the end now, we can make somebody's day a happy day. Either by smiling, by encouraging, and like I said, by somebody talking to us, and instead of them seeing, oh, hey, oh, there's Carol coming, I'm going to cross over because she pulls me down. It's like, oh, there's Carol, I want to say hello to her because she makes me feel good. That's how it should be. That's how we should be, you know. And we need to leave people that we've been in conversation with feeling uplifted, loved, and happy to see us. And in Colossians 4:6, it says, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And I think that says it all, really. And I'm just going to finish with this little poem that was written by somebody called Victor Jack. And I've been looking through this book on baptism. And when I read this, I thought, you know, it was really good. It says, ashamed to be a Christian, afraid the world should know, I'm on my way to heaven, where joy's eternal flow. Afraid to wear thy colours, or blush to follow thee. Forbid it, O my Saviour, that I should ever be. And we should never, ever, ever be ashamed that we're Christians. We should never, ever be ashamed that we're following God. We should never be ashamed that we're going to do the work that God has for us.